You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, in life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, warriors, I'm just going to be vulnerable and transparent with you guys and completely, completely honest. I just want to let you know it's okay not to be okay. Last week was, you know, last 2 weeks have been fucking brutal, man. Brutal. Absolutely fucking brutal. But here's the thing. It's a wave of energy. And you may be feeling the same way. We'll call it the quantum field, the shift to Aquarius, whatever it is. You may be feeling low energy. You may be feeling drained. You may be feeling not motivated. And I want to let you know it's okay. We're all going through a massive, massive, massive change in the conscious field. What's not okay is us not doing something about it. So I'm just going to be vulnerable and honest with you guys and try not to get emotional. I'm recording this on Saturday for Monday. And man, I don't know if you felt this way, but, and I'm not trying to get out of jail free card for just the way that I felt. And I don't know why that didn't even make any sense, but, I felt vulnerable last week, man. I really, really did. I had a rough week the week before, a lot of expectations. And then the next week, which was last week, I didn't feel well. I felt sick. I'm a very, very driven person and I just had no fucking motivation. I had no drive. I had no oomph. But the only thing that got me through it, the only thing that got me through was the fact that I'm disciplined and consistent. That was it. Every day I woke up to go to the gym this last week. And the reason why I'm being vulnerable with you guys, because I don't want this fucking bullshit that all these social media influencers put out. You got to grow. It's like everybody goes through it, man. Everybody goes through it. I mean, I'm just going to walk you through my, man, every day I got up last week, I wasn't feeling well. Self-induced too. Oh my God. Like I'm allergic to corn. Let me just go be vulnerable. It's probably maybe a funny story, but, two Fridays ago, I found out I'm allergic to fucking corn, man, which is crazy. Like avocados, corn, bananas. It's like so weird. And, I'm actually getting another test done, very soon from Lillian. And I'm going to be bringing that to you guys. She's a freaking beast. If you're here in Arizona, she's my health practitioner, my healing practitioner as well. But yeah, so I know that corn chips, and I figured this out almost self-diagnosed because I was like, what is it? So I kind of did food elimination. Every time I eat corn chips, my throat completely swells up and I get like a major allergic reaction. So two Fridays ago, me and my daughter and my son went to this really cool little Mexican restaurant. It was really neat. It was in, I cannot remember the name of it. It was like 15 minutes from my house. It was so fucking cool. It was like you were in Mexico. It's like an outdoor little bar area. You can get tacos and chips and there's like a beach area and the kids can just go play and have fun. And it was just a really, really neat experience. And the chips were fantastic. And your boy loves some chips, man. And I had one chip and then I had two chips. And I knew, this is like the glutton for punishment. Like I knew that when I ate those chips, I knew the result. And I not only ate half of, you know, me and my daughter ate one, then we got another basket of them. And then what did I eat? And I think inside my food, it had corn. And I just knew it. I knew it. I woke up the next day, I was feeling okay. And then by Sunday, I woke up with the most vicious sore throat ever. My eyes were fucking swollen. And I knew that I was going to feel that way. And that turned into like a head cold. And then it's just weird. I don't understand why it does that. And then of course my voice is my job, right? So then I had a bunch of videos record on Monday and then I felt super low frequency. And then based on the quantum field and all that stuff too, I think everything was moving into Aquarius. And it was like, I had to drag my fucking ass to every single meeting last week, guys. I had to peel myself out of bed to get to the gym, but I still did it. Every meeting, I was on the verge of canceling every single meeting. Now, I should have canceled some because I just wasn't my full self and awareness. But I also was vulnerable. Like, I let people know when I'm not feeling it because I don't want people to think something's wrong or people to make assumptions. And then when it got to Wednesday and Thursday, it was 2 o'clock on Wednesday, and I don't pick my son up on Wednesday. Sometimes I do. We switch back and forth, but I just sat on the couch and I fell asleep for like 3 hours. And I have this weird thing. I'm a generator of my human design, so I feel guilty when I do stuff like that. And then I woke up like at four, maybe four or five. I don't remember. It was about 3 hours. So yeah, about five. And I woke up like, oh fuck, what are you doing? And I got this like weird feeling of like low frequency and you're being lazy and blah, blah, blah. You're not doing anything. And then my mind started racing and then all kinds of negative thoughts came up. And then I woke up Thursday and I had no interest in running any of the calls, any of the things. And then by my third call on Thursday, man, I just felt like crying, dude. I was like, holy shit, what is wrong with you? And then Thursday afternoon, I got in a big old argument. And it was like by Friday morning, I woke up Friday morning feeling so sick, so low vibration, got in a big argument. And it was just like, what are you doing, JB? What are you doing? What are you doing, man? I was getting mad at everybody. And it was just like a weird moment, right? And I realized that I am causing my own pain. Now there's quantum things happening, there's switches in the universe, blah, blah, blah. But think about it. I knew that when I ate those chips, there was going to be an equal or lesser reaction. And I decided, because of the pleasure that I wanted to experience with the chips, this may sound weird, but it was so delicious, but I knew that was going to happen. So I stepped into that knowing that there was a consequence, and I paid the fucking price, man. And so knowing that I paid the price for that, I woke up Saturday morning, which is today, and I'm like, I have to get out of this field of frequency. I have to. Now, I still got my workouts in every single day, even though I felt like shit. I got in the sauna, the steam room. I had access to cold water. Now, I kind of bitched out a couple times in the cold water. Now, what I mean by that is I didn't get into the pool. I got into the cold shower, and I had it mediocre. And it's so like a lot of the things I half-assed, right? So the point behind this is, number one, to tell you it's going to be okay. We all go through shit. Number two is you have to pull yourself out of it. So I woke up this morning and I went all fucking in on my workout. I slept in, then, but I went to the gym and I fucking crushed an hour and 40 minute workout. And I kept going and going and going and going. I'm like, I was pushing the feeling out of my body. And now I feel fantastic. My throat is still jacked up, but I feel fantastic. I'm going to get into an ice bath today. I'm going to read today. I'm going to recenter today. I'm going to ground today. I'm going to get into the sun today. But the reason why I wanted to bring that up to you guys is I want to let you know that you may have been feeling that way as well, and it's okay. But it's not okay to not do something about it. You don't have to be, you know, high all the time. You don't have to be low all the time. We have to get back to that middle ground by doing activities that make you feel good. Oh, another thing, I'm sorry, another thing I forgot is we ate chips. And then on Sunday, we went to the Renaissance Festival. There's this cool little Renaissance Festival thing. And I could tell my kids weren't feeling it either. It was like, it was so fucking crowded. And it's out in the desert, and it's dust. And there was so much dust. And me and my son both have really bad allergies. So not only with the chips, the dust, it was like, and my son wasn't feeling good. I'm like, dude, this was a dumb decision. But we still had a good time. But we spent all this money. We're only there for a couple hours. And it was just like, it just piled up. So what I'm here to tell you guys is I go through it too. Don't let this disillusion of warrior, you know, rise, get your shit together, all that stuff. It was just one of those weeks, man. It was just one of those weeks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to beast out this week. I'm going to get back on track. I'm going to get my frequency back up by doing the things. Like, for example, I'm going to get into an ice bath today. I'm going to get into the sauna today. I'm going to do some shocks to my system. I'm eating really healthy today. And I did pretty good eating wise, somewhat good. But I just want to let you know it's going to be okay. That's it. That's the message. I'm not going to try to give you some big motivational speech, but, so if you felt that way, it's okay. Let's get our shit together this week. Let's make it happen. And know that you're loved. You're loved greatly by God, and you're loved greatly by Jesus Christ, and you're loved greatly by whatever you believe in. And we got this. We got this, my friends. So I love you guys. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.